What a day that will be, brothers and sisters. We all were welcomed already. Let us start by singing a couple of songs. Let us start with chorus number one. Chorus number one, they come from the east and west. Will be soon this way. Let us sing chorus number 20. Very soon, oh how nice. As long as we are still on this earth, we sing number 12. Number 2. Wish which we want to express today is chorus number 6. Sweep over my soul, number 6. So that this is possible, we want to touch him by faith today, and therefore we sing chorus number 8, and afterward Brother Borg comes to read us the word of introduction. Only believe, only believe.
Thank you.
Amen. We have sung, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Is this reality? Is he in our midst? To help each one, to bless everyone, also this morning. I don't know how you feel, but I had to think about yesterday evening, how wonderful the Lord blessed us through his word. Only believe, brothers and sisters, that's what's all about, to believe. Only the believer receives. He has given us precious promises. Do we believe that he fulfills them on us this morning? Praise and thanks. May it happen. Before Brother Miskis comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. And I ask all of you to stand up. A well-known word from Isaiah chapter 12, from verse 2. Isaiah 12, from verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Amen. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. Amen. This is known in all the earth. Also this morning, it must be known. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen. Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, we are approaching your throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bring you the thanksgiving and the adoration, worship, the praise from the depth of our hearts for your wonderful grace and love, which we may experience every day anew, for the fullness which we can draw from your word. We thank you for all the blessings which we can receive also this morning. We are thirsty again, and again we want to draw from the wells of salvation. You have the fullness prepared for us, and we ask you, send your word now. Anoint your servant and messenger. Give him the words which we need to reach our destination. Prepare our hearts for the glorious day of your return. Lord, look into all the hearts. Look to all the problems and needs, all the weaknesses, all the sickness. Lord, stretch forth thine arm. Touch each one. Give the faith which was delivered unto the saints once for all. Bless beyond what we can ask and understand. Bless all who are joining us online. Lord, glorify thy name. Be with us in this hour, Lord. Let us have a new experience with you. Let us not go from this place, but may our hearts overflow of joy and thankfulness when we leave this building again. Oh Lord, we ask this. Manifest yourself, reveal yourself personally to us. Give us grace, forgive all our shortcomings, and be merciful to us. Look on us through the blood of the Lamb. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor and the worship. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the day. This is the day. I love him, I love him. I want to Amen. You may be seated. You were already all welcomed. Also all brothers and sisters who are joining us worldwide, who are listening and watching, and who are experienced together with us. We have received mighty greetings. Many phone calls came in yesterday evening and also this morning. It's just wonderful in what kind of way the word of the Lord is arriving. Not only being heard, but it's getting there. It's believed. It's being revealed. Special greetings also from Cabinda in Angola, also with all of the assembly, they were connected at many places. Not only individuals are listening, but local assemblies, up to 4,000 people are hearing, are watching, are experiencing together with us. Also yesterday, more than 1,000 connections where God is faithful. Then Brother Motika is greeting. Brother Ellis from Edmonton. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Brother Cecil. Brother Gideon from Abidjan. From everywhere greetings. Once again Brother Lotika. And he greets us with a word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 13 to 18, a word which of course speaks of the rapture. Then greetings from Brother Schofer, greetings from Centro Missionero, greetings from Brother Boniface, from Brother Jonathan, from Brother Knox, greetings from Brother Placid, greetings from Brother Adonis. We are just grateful, and all who we did not mention yet, they also should feel at home. God is omnipresent, and we are just grateful that we can still have these kind of meetings, a place at which we can come together to hear the pure and true, clear word of God, without any interpretation, without any own thoughts, but just that what God has left us in His word. Yesterday, we were briefly referring to what happens in the Vatican, in Jerusalem, what is happening all over, whereat we can recognize that the time is coming to its end, and nevertheless, the command to remain sober and clear until the last moment, so that in our midst, in all who hear God's word now, that nothing is happening now what would give something to the press media, what would cause damage to the church, but that we really remain sober and proper in mind, remaining in the word and in the grace. Then we mentioned briefly what is being made with Brother Branham. And also there, we can just say, God has given us the grace to receive and to place the promised ministry and to alone give the glory to God. Then even in the message circles is the question, why did Brother Ram have to die through an accident? If these people would just read Amos 3, verse 5 to 6, and not only verse 7, because in verse 7 it says, if there is a, can there be an accident in a city without that God allowed it? And only then is written, God does nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophet. Leave God alone. Let Him reign. Everything has to pass by God. Also, one could ask, why did John the Baptist have to die in this kind of way? And he was beheaded. One could read Hebrews 11. Why the messengers of God, why did they have to be persecuted, stoned, sawn asunder? Why? God allowed it. Everything walked by Him, had to pass by Him. And all we who have the grace to believe biblically and to receive everything, we can, as written, we can draw with joy water from the wells of salvation. This word addresses me really. It addresses all of us. That we are not with trembling and despairing. No, coming to the Lord with thanksgiving, with faith, and drawing from the wells of salvation, drawing water. For the word of the Lord came to fulfillment, that our Lord accomplished everything what was necessary for our redemption. Also, this thought came to me from the Gospel of Matthew, when our Lord cried out, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." This he still calls out to all of us. Come unto me. If we believe that he is present, then we may come to him with all our problems, with all the unbelief, with everything what is still bothering us. Just finding peace for our souls. Yes. The word from the prophet Isaiah is just very, very powerful. Up to the statement in verse 5, "Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things." This has to be made known in all the earth. Hallelujah. This has to, it must, it will. Not only it could, it must be known. Therefore, the gospel must be preached unto all nations for a witness. It must be known all in the earth that God has a plan of salvation which he brings to completion in our time, and that by grace we may have part in it. And again is the word written, "Cry out and shout, ye inhabitants of Zion." Is it not written, "Ye have come to the city of the living God"? To Zion. The word of the Lord came forth from Mount Zion, as God promised it in the Old Testament. And to this word from Zion, how many were together with us in Israel? Every time when we are on the Mount Zion or on Mount Olives, wherever we might be, always it's a special experience if one is reminded on the things which are written in the Holy Scripture. By the way, in the French language, already 48 registered for the next Israel trip in the next year. Only the German-speaking are missing, and then the journey can take place. So, to the Lord our God be the thanks. I have written it down here. In the Psalms, there are 186 statements which are recited and found in the New Testament, where the divine plan of salvation was announced in the Old Testament. God, by the prophets, God through David, through the Psalms, whoever has sung them, God foreshadowed and announced the plan of salvation. And the mighty thing is really that the evidence could be seen by the fulfillment of the things, that everything took place the way God announced it by the prophets in advance. This is really powerful. In the New Testament, he confirms what was written in the Old Testament. Then I've written it down here. 174 times our Lord is mentioned as Son of Man. As Son of Man, he is the prophet. as Son of Man, he sits at the right hand of God, not as the Son of God. As the Son of God, he has given his life for all sons and daughters of God, so that we become sons and daughters of God. And one just needs to go to Psalms 110. Sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. One just has to go to Matthew 26. From now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God. One just has to go back to the Word, finding there the divine evidence in the Word, and then according to the plan of salvation to place it. Then I noted this also down. 780 times Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible. 780 times. In the Quran, not a single time. And in all the other books, also not. But in the Bible, the city of the living God. And then the New Jerusalem, in connection with the Bride of the Lamb. Everything was put in a wonderful order by God. And in this time, we may really find grace in the sight of God. As Moses said at that time, if I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways, so that by it I can recognize that I found grace in thy sight. Also this I have noted down here. 157 times Mount Zion is mentioned. The Mount Zion. We are dealing with God here, with the plan of our God, with the realization of all the promises which God has given to us by his grace. Actually, Brother Schmidt should come to introduce this brother from Grodno. This we do afterward. It's just so wonderful. The word is just touching me, and the Spirit of God leads us into the Word. The singers have sung at the end, what a day that will be. And just for your orientation, in the prophets of the Old Testament, be it in Joel 3, be it in Malachi chapter 4 or 3, and all who have four chapters in their Bibles, verse 5 and 6, it speaks of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And then comes Peter. In the first sermon, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and puts, instead of terrible, he puts glorious day. Glorious. And what happened? The same day, for us, the believers, a wonderful, a glorious day. The most wonderful day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. For all the others, it remains the terrible day. Paul, of course, has written it in the letter to the Philippians. Let me just read these two or three scriptures so that you know that in the New Testament, the Old Testament was placed, that it was just recited and placed as it should be. Namely, in Philippians, right in the first chapter, The man of God writes, Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, here Paul is greeting. As the servant of Jesus Christ, he greets all the brothers. He greets the church. And then he shows the day on which we are waiting for. In verse 6, he lines it out more closely. Verse 6, Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's how it is written. That's how it was said in the Word of God. And our Lord will complete His work unto the day of the return of Jesus Christ in all of us. All we who are now hearing the Word of promise, He will complete it. And we will see the face of the Lord. And in verse 10, it's written, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. On one hand, the terrible day, the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. And on the other hand, it will be a glorious day, a wonderful day of Jesus Christ, on which we are longing and waiting. Philippians 2, verse 16. Holding fast to the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Here Paul expresses the result of his ministry, that not only he alone, but all who were reached by the proclamation, that they may reach the goal on this glorious and wonderful day, that they are ready to be taken up into glory. And therefore we are coming together. That's why we are hearing God's word, to be prepared. It's not enough to know what is happening in the natural, what is happening with Israel, with Jerusalem, what is happening. It's good to know it. Yes, it gives us orientation, but, and here comes the main point, the calling out, the separation, the preparation of the church of Jesus Christ. This is the most important. And if we would know all the other things, and if we could place it, and if we don't let ourselves be placed, what then? What then? May God give grace that we just don't forget the word from Isaiah 12. With joy, today we will come with joy to the throne of grace. Today, all, whether they are here for the first time or second or third time, however many times they might have been here, Just take this day as the day which the Lord has made for you in reference to the day of the return of Jesus Christ. There are also within the message, oh, alas to God, so many interpretations there are that really one really feels otherwise. And then the nice thing is that we don't receive any single interpretation, not a single one. Also the interpretation that the Lord is descending in the message. No! And this I want to say here, for all our, for the sake of our brothers who are ministering worldwide with the word and who need the orientation in the word of God, I just want to emphasize it today that all the three things which are written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, all three things that they will take place the way as they are written in the Word of God. And we will read these scriptures briefly. It says here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 15. 1 Thessalonians 4, from verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This is already powerful. Not my opinion, but based upon the word of the Lord. That we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. This word is of course directed directly to us. We who we are living now, who we remain unto the coming of the Lord, we shall not precede them which are asleep. And now comes the precise description. For the Lord himself, not a doctrine, not a revelation, but the Lord himself, he who died for us, he who conquered death and hell, who rose on the third day, who was revealing himself 40 days for his disciples, speaking with them about the kingdom of God. And before their eyes, he was taken up into heaven. Luke chapter 24, verse 50 or 51. Of him it is written in Acts 1, from 9 to 11, the same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same manner as you have seen him go up into heaven. All the people say amen. So and not in no other way. So this we say as the word of the Lord which was left to us. And then we read 16 once again from the beginning. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Number one. With the voice of the archangel. Number two. And with the trump of God. Number three. Descend from heaven. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. So, not only the message, not only the cry, but as written here, the voice of the archangel. And there's only one among all the angels, as important as they might be, all the angels, who was called the archangel, who is called a prince of angels. And to this, we must read in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Here it's written in Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Here we have the connection to Israel. In Revelation chapter 12, we have the connection to the rapture of the male child, who is coming forth from the church as the multitude of overcomers. Revelation 12, verse 5, and also verse 7. Verse 5, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And now it comes from Michael, the prince. While going up, verse 7 comes to fulfillment. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. So, more things belong to the rapture, which literally will be fulfilled at the taking up of the overcomers. Our Lord will not deal with Satan any longer. There, Michael is enough, who just packs him and throws him down and all who are with him. Then, in the epistle of Jude, we have once again the confirmation who it is. Here it's written, namely in Jude, verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. I read these scriptures for the purpose to show us that every theory about the return of the Lord has nothing to do with the divine reality, which will then happen as we have read it. Then we will be with the Lord at all times. I'm aware that in the manuscripts, the setting of commas and full stops are not the way it should be. And there was never the completion of a thought This I also know. But in one passage is written, if there's no completion of the thought in the one passage, then the completion comes in the third or in the next passage. But the completion of the thought comes. It comes for all who don't remain standing at one statement, but who are going from one place to the other place. As we are doing it also with the Holy Scripture. Going from one scripture to the other. To have an overall view by grace. Then we have the wonderful promises. And to it, I would like to read from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. I hope that all brothers who are ministering with the word understood that at the return of Jesus Christ, the shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God will sound and will be. And then those who died in Christ, they will rise. And we, who we are alive and remain, in a moment we will be changed. And together we will be taken up into glory. May God bless especially our brothers who are in difficulties. May He bless them and may He be with them by grace. Then we have here the wonderful words in Hebrews chapter 10. Let us firstly read from verse 5. Hebrews 10 from verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. And then it comes. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Firstly, the Redeemer had to do the will of God here on the earth in the body of flesh. Before the redeemed can do the will of God here in the flesh, the counsel of our God is just so wonderful. From the very beginning, we have been included. Then, verse 9 and 10, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. And now comes the powerful. This refers to the Redeemer. What comes now refers to us, the redeemed. By the which will we, you and I, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the gospel. This is the full gospel and the full salvation which we received and experienced by grace to do thy will. And then, by the which will we, you and I, all who are listening today, all who believe, all who receive, they are part of it. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. not only redeemed, but because in him the absolute will of God happened on the earth by the power of the finished work of redemption. And then comes the word added, the word is added, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is the truth. The redemption is by the blood of the Lamb, but the sanctification is by the will and by the word of God. And this we receive by faith, and we thank God for it with all our hearts. Do you see? That actually we should draw water from the wells of salvation with joy. It's not only one well. Here are the fountains of life. Every word of God is a fountain. Every promise is a fountain. Everything God has given to us by his grace. And we just need to thank him for it. And then it says here in the same chapter, Hebrews 10, in verse 14, it's written, Hebrews 10, verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Let us allow our Lord that he does it and with us and in us. On his side, he did everything. More he could not do. Now, we can put our will into the will of God so that the will of God can take place through us. And as written here, that by it we are sanctified. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified, them that are separated. All who receive the word of the hour and who believe him, they let themselves be sanctified by the holy and precious word of God. Then, in Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, we have the wonderful statements in the word of God. Hebrews 13, verse 21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And then it says, amen. And amen means, so be it. So God said it, and so it may be with you, and so may it be with me. Is it not wonderful that today, by such words of God, we are spoken to directly? Here the man of God expresses his desire that it should happen with all the believers, making you perfect. In verse 20 it says, in Hebrews 13, verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We are the people of God, the people of the new covenant. In the Old Testament, it was a covenant. In the New Testament, it's an eternal covenant which God made with us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this God, who because of the shed blood made with us the covenant, he may he work in us by grace what is in the will of God. This is the expression of that what was said here and what was addressed to all of us. Then we have the mighty word in 2 Peter. 2 Peter concerning the promises and the divine nature which we should have. Here theory has no place. Only divine reality has here its place. Let us read. Actually, we should read a couple of verses. But firstly, we read verse 3. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. And now comes the more mighty, called and elected, wonderful. But then in verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Just so mighty. You are not bringing it with you. I'm not bringing it with me. But God has given it to us by his promises. And so that all know that the promises are merged into the fulfillment. Let me read the important scriptures so that all know that it is so. In Galatians chapter 3, here we read verse 13 and 14. Galatians 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made, purchased us, redeemed us, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He has taken your and my place. The curse of the trespasses was on all of us, and the chastisement was laid upon him, so that we might have peace through him, and by his stripes we were healed. And therefore, also today, we can draw water from these fountains of life with joy. In every scripture is a fountain of salvation. The salvation of our God is shown to us and it's laid into our hearts. And in verse 14 it says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And listen closely that we who we believe might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Not only promise, in the German language it says, it's a bit difficult to translate. Everything what is contained in the promises. Everything what is contained, it was given to us. God never made empty promises. God's promises remain. They never stagger. Jesus has sealed with his own blood what he promises in his word, as a German song goes. So, let us read it once again. In Galatians 3, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. The Lord God, of course, said, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. And this blessing came through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not only on Israel, but on all the nations it has come. Then, once again, the last part of verse 14. That we, who we are believing now, who we are now hearing God's word, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. With the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the realization of all the promises was given to the church. And we are having part in everything what God promised. Because thus it is written, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. The promise and the fulfillment, both is in Jesus Christ. That what he promised to us and the fulfillment he has guaranteed to us. We just need to believe. And then we will see the glory of God. And this very shortly. God prepared already everything. And this is already written in Luke 24. Luke chapter 24, where the Lord has given the promise at the end of the Great Commission. Luke 24, here we read from verse 47. Luke 24, from 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, we think on Matthew 10, where the Lord at first said, the way to the Gentiles, don't go. I send you only to the lost sheep of Israel. But after the finished work of redemption, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. And here it's said to us in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Also today, repentance must be preached. Also today, the Spirit of God must come upon us. Also today, the Spirit of God must lead us to repentance, as written. See that the Spirit of God leads you to repentance. And then we don't see anymore the other. Then we see ourselves in the mirror of the Word. And we ask the Lord that he helps us and that he is merciful to us. And then the Lord says in verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. You have witnessed, you have heard, you have seen it. We've experienced it. And then comes the promise in verse 49. And behold, I send the promise, the content of the promise, the content of all the promises. I send you the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. The church, that's how we understood it. The church, before the return of Jesus Christ, she's restored to the beginning. And today, I brought with me a couple of statements of Brother Branham to show us how God was worried about us. That we not only speak of a message or of a messenger, but that what God prepared for us, that we may receive it, and that we are available for the Lord. Here, Brother Branham says, don't be satisfied with anything else, but only with the original old experience of a new birth, namely to be born again by the eternal Spirit of God. Namely, when your soul is joined with God. This is the point where the connection is established with God. The next passage, the Holy Spirit can fall on the spirit of a man. However, the germ of life is in the soul. The germ of life is in the Word. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. And the Word is the seed. And we have sown the Word. We have sown the Word of God as the seed. Upon many, the Spirit has come. Without that, the seed with the germ of life was sown into the soul. All have prophesied, all have used gifts, and all went on their own ways until this very day. So, not only an anointing in the second realm, but an experience of salvation in the deep inside of our soul, namely, that God's Word with the germ of life was sown into our hearts, and then that it can be made manifest. Then Brother Bram says, remember, the life of Christ remains in the church. And then he says, hallelujah! Christ doesn't leave the church. He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. And these are that people, the people who leave Christ, but Christ does not leave us. Men can probably leave him in some time, walking their own ways. But please come back. Come back as long as there's the time of grace. Not he leaves us. Perhaps we left him here and there. And then Brother Branham continues, recognize in what kind of way God is at work in his church. The church should continue his ministry in his stead. Very powerful. The church is the body of the Lord. We need the enduing with the power from on high. The next passage, the only way to grasp the message is that we return to Pentecost. Because, brother and sister, this is the only way that we find God in His church. We must go back to the beginning, there where we left Him. May the Lord give grace to it. That's what's all about. That's what's all about. That we return to the Lord, coming back to the beginning, as His people Israel returned into the land of promise, to have part in that what God will do with them and among them. So we also now may hear the word of the hour, having part in that what God is doing. The next passage, there will be such a power manifested in the church which comes down now. The Holy Spirit will anoint the people in such a way they will speak the word, and in a creational way it will be at work. The church will be brought into this position so that the fullness of the Holy Spirit will come down into the church. And it will be only a short time. It will only last a short time. Notice, it will not be for a long time. But it will happen. So, we have the word of prophecy. We have the teaching word. We have been led into everything. And the last passage, the last portion will be a short one. That there's not a single interruption anymore. But the last supernatural moving of God in the church will merge in the resurrection of the dead and of the changing of the living. Our God is a faithful God. Let us summarize what we should have said in the name of the Lord. We have arrived in a very special period of time. And our beloved brother Küpfer, he says it time and again. Brother Frank, you are having a great responsibility before God. And I'm aware of it. A responsibility before God in this time. To help the church who was purchased by the blood of the Lamb. To give to the church the last message, the last call. Yes, the calling out, the separation, the preparation unto the glorious day of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And if I may just mention this from yesterday, when the Lord said of the storing in of the food, of the groceries, and then Brother Branham said, wait with the giving out until the time has come for it. Literally, it was said, until ye get the rest of the food, then comes the time of the giving out. We are just grateful that God has given the connection without interruption without interruption, what he has given to the church by the ministry of Brother Branham, back to the word, back to the promises, back to the content of the promise, as we read it in the two scriptures, in Galatians and also in Luke 24. And this, let it be said here, Brother Branham had a restored ministry, a prophetic ministry, a ministry of an apostle, a man sent from God with a message of God for this time. And all who are born of God, in whose heart the seed of the word was planted, also this is written, not only sown, but planted into your hearts. Sown is like this, here, in a nice principle. I know how it was sown. When I was young, on a farm, I know how it is done. But do you know how important is the lockstep while sowing? If one doesn't know the lockstep, he cannot sow at all. Sowing can only take place in lockstep. At the age of 10, I had to learn it. Now the seed of the word is sown in lockstep, in accordance with all the words of God. And if I can just say it for your edification, I mean, in Germany, we're living in Germany, and nevertheless, on the 24th of December, 1965, at around 21 hours, I've seen Brother Branham on the supernatural cloud going up, descending, without knowing that he had an accident, without knowing what happened on the 18th or on the 24th of December, 65. But God, in his unspeakable grace, he has taken care that I, Brother Frank, experience a strengthening. And as then, as an Elijah could watch how Elijah was taken up into heaven, I didn't wish it, I didn't desire it, I didn't know anything. And the Lord let me see it on the wonderful cloud, bent over like this. And I said, Brother Branham, but you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on this cloud? Not knowing that this was the very minute. If one counts the time difference of 7 hours to the USA, the very minute in which our beloved brother was taken home. You cannot imagine all the details. For me, it means everything. That we not have jumped into something. No, God prepared everything. And that really, without any interruption, the word of the hour, the last message, was preached in a crystal clear way. And as I reported it last night, until the ends of the earth, God really has taken care for it. And just to say this to you, my eyes were really the last ones, whether the brothers like it or not, but it is so. But I went up the stairs, the wooden steps with a there was just one room there with a roof like this, and I was asking that the coffin is opened. And I saw Brother Branham lying in the coffin. You cannot imagine what went on in me. But on the day of burial, on the same day, When I returned back into my hotel room, the peace of God came upon me, and a voice spoke to me, "Now your time has come to go from city to city, from country to country, to preach the word." And this I have done since then. And the first years have passed in a wonderful way. The first 14 years, without any special deviations, God was gracious, merciful. And then it really started. And the most terrible thing happened with Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. That it is not only the voice of the seventh church angel or the seventh trumpet angel, but literally the voice of God. And this really went too far. This went too far. And when I mentioned yesterday that books were written of life stories, what do I know of Paul? What do I know of Peter? And Brother Branham had no difficulties to tell stories. He told enough stories before the sermon. He was a man of nature. What do I need of stories? I was counting it in my office. On purpose, I was counting the photographs in one book. 347 photographs were published. And this should be a message. No, and again, no. The message is the promised word for this time. Everything else is a cult, is idol worship, is idolatry. And we are grateful to God that we could make the that we had the distinction from the very beginning, that we gave the Lord the first place, and that we could place everything else in the Word. Brothers and sisters, let me say in summary, God is faithful. He is watching over His Word. He is watching over His people. He has given us all the content of the promises which was given to us by the finished work of redemption. He has given it to us by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As a reality, we have it. Not only a promise anymore, but the full fulfillment of that what God promised. And this also applies to the return of Jesus Christ. Our Lord will, of course, return and descend with a shout. The shout is not addressed to the living. The shout is addressed to the dead, in a company with the voice of the archangel, in a company with the trump of God. And then the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we will be changed and be taken up. Where is the problem here? There are only so many problems which the people made up. And therefore, we are once again grateful to God. And will be it forever. That we could remain sober. That no revelation went up into our heads. That not a single misunderstanding came up in us. But that we all placed everything biblically into the Holy Scripture, because we got the orientation in the Word of God. Thanks be to God for His precious and holy Word. Thanks be to God for His grace. Thanks be to God for the redemption. Thanks be to God for you all, for all of you, for all of you. For all of you who you are now believing what the Scripture has said, and as the Scripture says it, because that's how our Lord said it. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said. And this is a gift of our God. May the faithful Lord be with all the ministering brethren in a special way all over the earth, who have also a responsibility giving out the spiritual food. May they pass on what God has entrusted to us from His holy and precious word. With confidence, we are walking forward into the future. We know who holds the future, and He will be with us all the days until the end of the world. One more request. Only believe what is written in the scripture. Don't go beyond the testimony of the scripture, but receive what God has said in His word. Receive it, accept it, and thank the Lord for it. He will bring it to pass with all of us. His name shall be highly praised and highly exalted. Amen. Let us stand up and we sing as so often, just as I am. While we are having our heads bowed and while we remain in silent prayer before God, I would like to ask, for whom can we pray today? Whom can we include into this prayer? Please, let us remember the word of introduction. With joy we can draw water. Our Lord, with much pain, He went through the Garden of Gethsemane, going to the cross, giving His blood and life for us in pain. And we can draw water with joy from the waters, from the well of salvation. Oh, blessed and praised be the Lord. The dying of our Savior was worthwhile. There will be a great multitude purchased by the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will do a mighty and short work, as He promised it by His grace. Also, in the Old Testament, and then also in Hebrews, our God is a faithful God. Who has a request, who has a need, be it for you personally or be it for others? In the prayers, we can pray for one another. We can intercede for one another. Who wants to raise his hand? All over. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, I lay my hands on your word with all the promises. Yes, the content of the promise you have given to us. Everything what you have done by the finished work of redemption. Everything what you purchased for us. This you have given to us. We may be your own possession, the bride of the Lamb, hearkening to the call of the bridegroom, letting ourselves be prepared unto the glorious day of thy return. Precious Lord, we bring you all with all the needs, be it natural or spiritual need or bodily need, whatever it may be. Dear Lord, you are in our midst. We are looking up to you and we believe you. You are saying today to us, come unto me all ye, to me, and we are coming to you by faith and in confidence. You have heard us. You have given to all of us what you purchased for us. We thank you for all the words of the scripture. Thank you for all the connections which we can see and which we got revealed. Thank you that be it Paul or Peter, James, Paul, be it Brother Branham. Thank you. Whatever your servants have spoken in your name and written down, it is in accordance, it's in conformity. Doesn't matter who said it and when it was said. Thanks be to you. Paul introduced himself as the servant of Christ. James introduces himself as the servant of Christ. And John said, John on the Isle of Patmos, he heard the words, what I want to reveal to my servants. Beloved Lord, you had your messengers on the earth. They're just people, just men, human beings. But your word, which we carry, is God's word, holy word, which remains forever. And for this, we thank you. You have a chosen flock on the earth, which is being now called out, separated, purified, and sanctified. And we may be part of them. And therefore, we are glorifying together the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you for that, what you have done today in all of us. And in all who are joining us online, dear Lord, your word is reaching the ends of the earth today. We also pray in a special way for your blood-bought flock in China, in Mongolia, everywhere. You are calling your people out to you, the Almighty God, to the precious God. Be the honor now and forever. And all the people said, Amen. And all the people say, Hallelujah. And all the people say, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God confirmed his word and revealed it. Blessed and praised be his wonderful and holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Today and also yesterday, we forgot to welcome especially all ministering brethren, but all know, of course, be it from Paris, be it from Brussels, or all know that they are welcome. And Brother Schmidt, he had the wish that our brother from Grodno gives us the greetings. The brother could now come to the front. And Brother Schmidt, you can also come. May God bless and be with us. Where is Brother Schmidt? Who says a chorus? Where is the brother? Where is Brother Schmidt? Yes, our beloved Brother Schmidt. I greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are also hearing the word and we are grateful for it. I want to make use of this opportunity all should take heed to the word in the Russian language. Our Lord wants to join us all under His wings. And it would be very good for us. I thank the Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray together for our brother. O beloved Lord, bless our precious brother. Be with him, O Lord. Be with all our brothers and sisters of the Russian language, wherever they may be gathered, in your holy name. Bless in all languages, in all nations. Bless our translators in a very special way. We thank you that you have taken care for everything, and also in particular of the Russian language. The blessing of the Almighty God, may it rest upon you, on all our brothers, on all our sisters, in all of Russia, in all of Eastern Europe, in all of the world. And as we have said, the Lord calls out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Now we ask Brother Gilbert, and Brother Arben will translate him. Please come and thank together with us. Today, we didn't call the Maranatha choir. In closing, they could sing us the song, "Come please to the front now," and then sing this wonderful song, and all of us will tune in. God our Father, with a heart full of thankfulness, I thank you, O Lord. Thank you for your word. Lord, you have gathered us from far to hear your word here.
William Marion Branham, comment l'aigle allemand était relié même à l'Afrique.
You have also shown our beloved brother Branham how the German eagle flies over Africa. And this is a reality in our days. We didn't know that we would come here. And we also didn't know that you have sent a prophetic ministry in our time. And also not about the ministry which takes place now. Lord, we thank you that you included us into your plan of salvation. And that we can have part in that, what you are doing now. We thank you for the revealed word which brings us directly into your will. And we believe that the word of truth sanctifies us. Today you spoke in a very clear way to us. Lord, you know our hearts. Our hearts are trembling of gratefulness. Lord, may our hearts be prepared to do thy will through the power of your word which we heard today. May that what you have said to us today, may it find its place in the most deep inside of our hearts. May you keep and strengthen your servant, because it's a worldwide responsibility which he has. Give grace to it. And as we heard in the testimony, may all receive the food which was stored in, for your table is richly prepared. And we thank you for this rich prepared table. And it's ours, Lord. It's our part to receive and to publish everything what you said to us. Be highly praised for all times, our Lord and God. For we are expecting the return of Jesus Christ. We have prayed in this only name of Jesus. Amen. Now, we are hearing the Maranatha chorus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now, we ask the family with a child to come to the front to have it dedicated. Please come. We sing the chorus. We'll give all the glory to Jesus. Who shall be dedicated? These two? Lay your hands on them. Oh God. Heavenly Father, we are standing here in your holy presence in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bring you these two children, which we consecrate unto you, which the parents have brought here. They want, Lord, that they are yours for time and for eternity. Receive them, Lord, into your arms, Lord. Bless these two children. Keep your protecting hands over them and prepare them for your return. Bless also the families. Give grace that they are raised in the fear of God for the glory of thy holy name. Be consecrated to Jesus Christ for time and for eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessing of the Almighty God may rest upon you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Let us sing the chorus, Thou art worthy. Say Amen. You have heard it in the prayer of Brother Gilbert. You have heard it in the prayer. In July, there will be meetings in Africa. He has them already in his heart. And it's really the most blessed country on the earth. There are really not only thousands, but one could almost say hundreds of thousands who have received the word of God, the message of the hour, believing it. Also this time, the stadiums are rent in the bigger cities, also in Kinshasa, with 22,000 seats, it will be full, it will be overcrowded, as already the last times. And our brothers believe what Brother Branham has seen in June 1955 in Zurich. And of this experience, he said, It was the second mighty experience which he had with God. When he has seen the German eagle flying through Africa. And this all took place. A very old friend of mine, Brother Sidney Jackson, a friend of Brother Branham, he was my friend already at the Lifetimes. And together with him, we made the start. And then we included all the countries on this continent. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of the African continent. May all be blessed. Then our brothers in London, they wish there I shall be at the second weekend in July. In June, I shall go to Cambodia, to Burma, and here and there. We will lay it before the Lord. May He rule and decide everything. May His will be done. The confidence which I have is that God's word is not now necessary. It doesn't have to be brought there personally, but by the transmission it can take place worldwide. And nevertheless, one has to say, when a man sent from God comes personally, then the people are blessed in a special way. And therefore, we will work until the day exists, because the hour comes when nobody can work. Now addressed to all the languages. How I wished that in all languages could be sung, in all languages could be given a testimony. But it's sadly not possible. But all of you have been blessed. And it's of course translated into all the languages, so that you can have full part in the songs, in the sermons, in that what God is presently doing. So, in all languages, in all peoples, be blessed and take greetings with you. Take greetings to all wherever you are from. Brother Schmidt, will you pray with us? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and faithfulness. Lord in heaven, it's unmerited grace which was granted to us, to each one of us. I thank you that you spoke to us through your word. Not human beings have spoken, but you spoke through your word. Your word is your language, which was given to us. And we recognize day and hour in which we are living. It's the time of calling out. It's the time of preparation unto the glorious day which is before us. And we are looking forward and we rejoice that you have given each one of us the grace. But please, give us also the grace that all the troubling spirits are cast out. Lord, this is our prayer and request, that not a confusion comes up, but only your clarity and your way, the truth, is presented. I praise you and I ask you. Together we ask you. Accompany all our brothers and sisters on their way home. And let us look up to you, O God. For from you comes help, from you comes protection, from you comes comfort. We believe that you will bring it to pass. Amen. Hallelujah be praised. Hallelujah sei gepriesen. Amen.